take up our Bibles. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read from verse 44. One to go. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Amen. So Jesus was pointing them to the fact that the whole of the Old Testament was actually written. The whole of the Old Testament was actually written for one thing, to testify about Christ. Amen. He said that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. He says, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. So that means from verse 46 downwards now, anything, whatever he says here are the things that he taught them from the scriptures. That is, he showed them from the Old Testament that this was said about me, this was said about me, this was said, and all must be fulfilled. Say all. All must be fulfilled. All must be fulfilled. So let's look. What are those things that were said about him? In verse 46, let's see the things that the prophet said about him. He said, thus it is, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance of sins. Amen. Verse 46 is Christ's part. Verse 47 is our duty. Amen. Let's read verse 47 together. It says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Amen. He said, preach in his name among how many nations? All. So there is no territory on this earth that is shielded from the influence of the gospel. There is no prison that the devil has created that he will cage men forever. We are coming. Say, we are coming. We are coming. Amen. So he said that these things, where did Christ teach them from? He taught them from the Old Testament, right? So that means in the interpretation of the Old Testament, we are going to see that Christ will die. We will see that he will die for sins, he will rise again. And then we will also see the preaching also in the Old Testament. And we will also see that it will be preached in all nations in the Old Testament. So let's look at Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2. Shut up. Said that in the utterances of the prophets we will see all these things. I remember what Paul told Timothy. He said that through the prophecies that were spoken to Timothy, that Timothy was going to wage a good warfare. That is the, like we said in the work before us, we said that there is an assurance in prophecy that gives us momentum in ministry. That is, prophecy propels us. It gives us assurance that what we seek to be done will be done, because it's not our work, it's God's work, it's God's desire, and he has spoken it and it will be done. So let's look at Isaiah chapter 2 from verse 1. Let's read. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Amen. So we saw in Luke 24, Jesus said that the scriptures talk about who? Christ, right? So when he's talking about mountains here, he's not talking about something strange or deeper than our deeper life. Amen. The only thing he's talking about here is the gospel. Say the gospel. When he says that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, he's saying that the gospel will become priority in the earth. Men are going to yield to this gospel. Amen. nations are going to come. Look at what he said. He said, it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow what? Unto it. Verse 3. And he said, many people. Let's read verse 3 together. One, two, go. Say, many people. Many people. Many people. He says, and many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Amen. So, in our days, in our time, people are going to be realizing, as we preach and as we pray, our work will not be stopped. People are going to be realizing that yes, it is only in Christ that there is salvation. It's only in Christ that the desire of man's heart is met. Amen. Let's look at Matthew chapter 24 verse 14. Matthew chapter 24 verse 14. Matthew chapter 24 verse 14. It says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So, like I said earlier, there's no territory that we stand, that we keep fighting us forever. There's no territory that we keep fighting Christ forever. If they have stood for 50 years in unbelief and ignorance and darkness, if they have stood 100 years, if they have stayed 500 years in that, we will still break those strongholds. We will pull down those strongholds. We will scatter them with the tools of Christ, with the word and with prayer. We will tear down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I see a move, I see a flood of men coming into the kingdom as we pray and preach. I see a move of God rescuing the lost world as we pray and preach. I see a flood of men coming into the kingdom as we pray and preach. I see a move of God rescuing the lost world as we pray and preach. I can see it.
I can see in the Spirit, Christ is exalted in every heart, in every land. I believe it.
I receive it.
I receive it.
Christ is exalted.
Christ is exalted
in every heart,
in every heart, in every land. Jesus is Lord.
I can see it.
I can see it.
In the Spirit, yes. We see it with the eyes of faith. Christ is exalted.
Christ is exalted. In every heart, in every land, I believe it.
I receive it.
Is Lord.
Glory. Shut up.
I see your light arise to shine, lighten up the whole earth as we pray and preach. The word of Christ is glorified. The God exalted as we pray and preach.
Let's sing that again. I see a light.
I see a light arise to shine.
Lighten up the whole world.
Lighten up.
No place is exempted. Every territory is taken. Yes. We cast our spell of light in every house we preach.
The word of Christ glorified.
The gospel is exalted.
The gospel is exalted.
As we pray and we preach.
As we pray.
Holy Ghost.
In every heart, in every life, every heart, in every life, Jesus is love.
We can see it.
We can see it in the Spirit.
Christ is exalted.
Christ is exalted.
We see it with the eyes of faith.
In
the desire
heart,
of God is possible.
In every life,
it's possible.
We believe.
We believe it. We receive it. We speak it in the place of prayer. And we go out and we preach.
Christ be exalted
in every heart,
in every heart, in every hand. Jesus is Lord.
We can see it.
We can see it in the Spirit.
Christ is exalted.
Christ is exalted.
Because to become priority, man, we take it up again. In every street, in every corner, every corner of Kuba. Every corner of Abuja, Holy Ghost meetings will be replicated. Teaching meetings everywhere, everywhere,
everywhere.
Christ becomes the priority again. Men take on God's intention. Let's pray over that. Let's pray. It's as we pray and we preach. Remember, as we pray and preach. Shata prakado shabraka baba 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 manta prakado shabraka baba baba shata prakaba baba baba shabraka baba baba oh shabraka baba 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 manta shabraka baba baba shata kabraka baba baba e shata kabraka baba shabraka baba baba shata kabraka baba 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 lekado shabraka baba 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 shata kada shaka baba baba zabrado shaka mana do shaka baba lekado shabraka baba baba shata kabraka baba 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 shata
Shana Mati Gebra Hosos is the Vashtana Tayamati.